Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell will soon become the minority. Along with Barbara Deeb, I'm Kevin Willis for WKU Public Radio. Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell is becoming the minority leader of the U.S. Senate after Democrats won back control of the chamber for the first time since 2014. One of McConnell's first tasks will be to wrangle fellow Republicans during the impeachment trial of President Trump. McConnell hasn't said how he'll vote, but he did criticize the president this week for provoking the Capitol riot earlier this month. Our Capitol reporter Ryland Barton says the decision is dividing members of the GOP and the Bluegrass state.
On his last day as Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell directly tied the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol to outgoing President Donald Trump.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
The speech on the Senate floor was the first time McConnell publicly blamed Trump for the insurrection. And now, as the top elected Republican in the nation, McConnell will have to decide whether to support a Senate vote to convict Trump on charges that he incited an insurrection. The decision is already dividing Republicans in Kentucky.
I've been getting calls saying, what in the world is going on?
Don Thrasher is the chair of the Nelson County Republican Party. He wants the state party to pass a resolution urging McConnell to oppose the impeachment charges.
Who are we as a party when we're not advocating to help President Trump?
Thrasher says more than 50 local Republican officials support the resolution. The state party's central committee will consider it on Saturday.
I do not support Mitch McConnell at this point. If we could recall Mitch, I'd lead the charge.
Republican James Comer is Kentucky's first district congressman. On KET's Kentucky Tonight on Monday, he said he'll continue to support Trump and imagines Trump will stay involved in politics for many years to come.
He carried my district by almost 50 points, so I'm certainly not going to say anything negative about the president's political future, but there is a significant percentage of the Republican base, not just in Kentucky, but all across America, that are involved in the party because of Donald Trump.
But some Republicans are ready to move on from Trump, like Trey Watson, a political consultant and former state party spokesman.
I'll tell you, I'll be first in the line to make sure that the Republican Party does not become a messianic cult of Trump.
He says the party won't succeed if it doesn't distance itself from white supremacists and the crowd that laid siege to the Capitol, and he hopes the party will become more policy-focused as it rallies to oppose policies pushed by a Democratic-controlled Congress.
Hopefully it will serve as a reminder to what brought us together as a party, and it's not Donald Trump. It's a belief in limited government and personal responsibility.
That seems to be where McConnell's coming from, too. He previewed what the post-Trump era might look like during his speech on Tuesday, saying that last year the country elected a presidential candidate who said he'd represent everyone.
So our marching orders from the American people are clear. We're to have a robust discussion and seek common ground.
McConnell has not said how he'll vote during the impeachment trial or the separate vote to bar Trump from ever seeking federal office again, which will likely take place once Democrats take control of the Senate on Wednesday. I'm Ryland Barton in Louisville.